What's so horrible about that? Yeah. Welcome to another I Got Issues podcast with your hosts, Jason Maynard and
James Wright.
James, what up, son?
Not much, man.
Cool.
What's going on?
Cool. Not too much. Chilling. Miggity Mike.
What up?
What's happening?
Nothing, man. Happy to be here.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
It's been a long time. It's been since the first podcast.
We got the trifecta back.
Seriously, was it the first podcast?
It's actually the second.
No.
First one was with Christian.
All right.
Here we are.
All right, so we're back again, everybody. Thank you for the comments. We moved into the top 20 on Podomatic and comedy.
Got to get up to the top 10.
What does it even mean? You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean shit, really,
but it's a good. It's not even a real good way to gauge anything because you can't. There's so many different ways to get the show that you can't really tell anymore
what the hell's going on.
Who's downloading it? Who's playing it? Especially because of these Samsung fuckers.
What are you talking about?
I
take offense to that.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Samsung fuckers.
Why does it matter? What do you mean?
Because everybody else in the entire... If you download the podcast from iTunes,
yeah,
it records on Podomatic. We got a download today.
Okay.
If you play it from the Podomatic website, it shows, oh, you got to play. If you download the RSS feed from your Samsung phone through an RSS feed from a Google Reader, then it doesn't record.
You know what I find interesting? It's probably 5 months ago, you had no idea about any of this stuff. Now look how technical you sound.
Oh, he's
now
a guru.
Yeah, man. I know.
He's so a like, guru.
You know, if it actually downloads to the RSS feed, we're not actually receiving any uploads. And
well, listen, I'm just it's part of the gig. You know, I gotta maintain. I gotta watch this.
5 months ago, you had no idea how to.
I still don't know how to do anything. I don't even know what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, neither do I.
I just make it. Mike's right. Like, so are we gonna have like a list of things to talk about? No, I don't roll with the list.
James, I tried to be prepared, James, and he told me that I was crazy.
I come in here, I sit down, and I speak. I black out and I talk, and that's it. I have no agenda. I don't know what I'm gonna say. I don't know what I'm gonna talk about. I just come in and I do it. That's it.
I have to write things down because I'll just go
James,
crazy.
What's on the list?
I'll go crazy.
James has a list.
Listening
a list
to Jay just talking just makes me go crazy sometimes.
Let's hear the list. Come on.
All right. I went out for coffee this afternoon with some friends.
Fuck.
And nothing big. Hotmail. Do you guys have a Hotmail account?
Everybody in the planet has a Hotmail account.
Versus Gmail. Now, the argument was is that Hotmail is so old school that people don't really use Hotmail anymore. But I still use Hotmail.
Is this what you really want to talk about?
Yeah, why not? I don't know. Is Hotmail,
Hotmail versus
is Hotmail
Gmail?
Is it not professional to have a Hotmail account? That's what they're saying.
Is a Gmail account more professional to have?
They
I don't think it matters.
They say it is.
I still have my Hotmail account, but I only use it
for
because
junk.
It's been in existence for so long. So it's connected to all...
Yeah,
all my things that I sign up for on the interweb,
yeah,
are through my Hotmail account. But any type of professional, you know, interaction, it's Gmail or it's some sort of other email.
But see,
no. Hotmail is juvenile in the real world.
See,
Hotmail's not juvenile. You guys are fucking
it's frowned upon.
I'm not. No, I only have a Hotmail account. I don't have Gmail.
It's frowned upon.
It's not frowned upon.
That's what I hear. I hear it's frowned upon. I hear having a Hotmail account is not cool.
Let me break it down.
If you're trying to be professional, it's not cool.
Let me try to break
Hotmail?
It down.
Come on.
You think Obama's got a Hotmail account?
Yes, he does.
You think so?
Barack Obama at Hotmail.com.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I know. Barack Obama 69 _ at Hotmail.com, right? But your email is just a way to send a fucking message. I don't think people look at the end of, oh, who's it? is that Jason Maynard at live dot like dot live. Nobody gives a shit.
I think people do, man. That's but, the world.
Oh, this guy's a professional. He's at the dot canada.com.
Yeah, that's doesn't that sound more professional?
There's so many other facets or or platforms for an email address that as soon as someone sees Hotmail, now they're saying
that's not professional. It's so just not professional.
This is not a professional broadcast.
What are you? I'm telling you, I want people. I want people to leave comments whether they use Hotmail or Gmail, and if they think Hotmail is professional or not.
Listen, everybody has a. You have a Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you have a Facebook email address. It's given to you.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I don't know that one.
Is that professional to use your jamesraid@facebook.com? Is that okay? Is that one more professional than Hotmail?
Absolutely.
Probably.
What makes Gmail more professional than Hotmail when they do the exact same thing?
But I think it's the name. Maybe it's the name.
It's brand recognition.
Yep.
Hotmail is a brand in itself.
But it's Hotmail. Just think about it. That's like Sizzlemail. If you had like sizzlemail.com, like, is that professional?
This is becoming very Jerry Seinfeld-esque.
All right, let me cross
this
off the list.
What else is on the list?
What else is on this list? This is crazy, Ty. This is what you have coffee. You sit around and have a cup of coffee.
This is what we talk about.
You know what? You know what I was thinking? I got a Gmail account. I have a Hotmail account, and I'm trying to send out a resume, but I want them to think I'm a professional, so I'm going to open up a Gmail account. It doesn't make a difference. If you have, you know what makes it unprofessional is when you write James the badass motherfucker at hotmail.com. That's when it's unprofessional. James Wright 69er hotmail.com. That's what makes it under. If your Gmail account was James Wright big sexy at gmail.com, it's equally as unprofessional as if it was
a Hotmail account. I think if it was Gmail, I think people would be like, man, this guy really means business.
This guy is completely hip.
This guy really is a sexy badass at gmail.com. They take me seriously.
No. You want to know what it is? It's when you have a personal email account, it doesn't make a difference. If you were trying to tell me that, oh, I have my own business and I'm selling fucking candy, and you're like, okay, well, how can I communicate? Here's my email, candyrockseller@gmail.com. I'd be like, well, that's not that professional. How come you don't have
a Hotmail account?
No, how come you don't have a candyseller.com and your thing should be james@candyseller.com? That's what your email address should be if you're a business. But if you're a person, it doesn't make a difference. Nobody cares. People are just fucking banging their head against their iPhone right now listening to this.
I was going to say, I'm banging my head right now.
The new iPhone, what do you guys think about that?
Oh, yes. Please, let's talk about this because this is driving me mental.
I live across the street from Roger's video, and this morning, I like to sleep naked, so I opened up my my curtains, and I was surprised by the big lineup.
Out the window?
Yeah, the big lineup outside. People were waiting for the iPhone. It came out, yesterday?
Oh, yep. This was day two in the lineup?
Day two, and there's still a lineup outside.
Well, what about the idiots who are parked outside the Eaton Center since Wednesday? People outside since last Friday.
These
people
stupid.
Need to get their lives together. How can you afford to buy a $500, $600, $700, $800 phone when you haven't been at work in a week because you're camping outside of a department store?
That's ridiculous.
Where do we find these people?
Ugh. iPhone users.
Ugh. People who wait in line for anything are assholes. That's it. You wait in line. It's going to be out tomorrow. It'll be out the next day. You'll be able to buy one. You don't have to have it opening day. Same thing with these fuckers who go wait in line to go see the Hunger Games, and they're waiting there for 2 days so they can be the first person to see it. Who cares? Nobody cares.
Wait for the Blu-ray.
You're the
first. People care.
You're the first. What are you going to go and tell your friends? I'm the first person to see Hunger Games. I got the first iPhone. No, you didn't. People have already had it for weeks. It doesn't make a difference. Order it online. You don't have to wait outside anymore. You'll get it in a couple days. Maybe one of your coworkers might have it a day before you. Whoopty shit. You're going to have it the next day, and then guess what? You're going to have to wait in line again next year for the new one anyway, so who gives a shit?
But see, the thing that I would like to know, and I don't understand it, I've never been able to understand it, is let's compare it to its competitor, the Galaxy 3S or whatever it's called, right? I saw a picture on the internet of the specs of both products side by side, and one looked like a Chinese guy's dick, and the other one looked like a black guy's dick.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
It it's not very hard to figure out that if one has a list that goes all the way down with specs and one has a list that has five things, the other product might be a little bit better. But you don't have people lining up to buy the Galaxy 3S. You don't have people camping.
So which one had the page in?
Who was the black guy?
Yeah.
Who's the Samsung.
Ugh. Where'd you get this off? A Samsung blogger?
No. This is unbiased internet.
You want to know what?
Information.
People don't care about specs. What do you think? We're all computer geeks. How many megabytes? How fast my shit uploads and shit like that? I don't give a shit.
But
does it work? Can I take a picture? Can I watch porn on my iPhone? Perfect. That's it. That's all I need it for.
I could do the same thing with the BlackBerry. So why iPhone?
Because your BlackBerry is a piece of shit.
But why though? I could do the same things on an iPhone.
No, you can't.
And on a BlackBerry, what's the difference?
You want to have the BlackBerry versus iPhone challenge and get destroyed?
I think we should.
No, we already know you're going to lose.
But how did Apple get this control on the market where people are you know, throwing their siblings under the bus just to get in line to get this new product? Why, what has Apple done?
Apple has created the greatest business on earth. They got the number one business on the planet right now. Their company is valued the most out of any other company on the planet. They're the best. You want cool shit, and Apple comes out with the coolest shit.
But everyone else has caught up. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone else has leveled the playing field.
I talked about this last week. If you want to go get the same company that makes your fucking dishwasher and making your telephones, then go ahead. Go ahead. Go get another Samsung.
You think I have a dishwasher?
A dishwasher.
You think
microwave.
I can afford a dishwasher? You know, I am offended.
People, they make it better. You don't see Apple going out making fucking cars, making furniture.
Not yet.
So people can just get an Apple and call it. You can go get a Samsung. It's fine. It works the same shit. Doesn't matter.
But the podcast doesn't get any hits. So actually, you know what, people? Go get the iPhone.
It's 10 times.
Down with the Samsung.
It's 10 times. Mike, how much of a process was it for me to tell you how to get the podcast on your phone?
It may have taken about a week.
Yeah, exactly.
When
I can tell a person who has an iPod or an iTouch or an iPhone, all you have to do is go to iTunes, type in I Got Issues Podcast, and boom, it comes up. You download it. Simple. So simple. That's it. Google with Samsung people, Google phones, whatever. You have to go. You have to download this app, and then you have to go. It's a whole mission.
It's a process.
I guess so.
But listen, Apple's fine, but Samsung is fine. Whatever, I don't care. If Samsung starts making cars, people will drive them too. I guess. I mean, people say whatever. They make TVs. They make fucking refrigerators, and so what? They're just better at it. I think it's nonsense. I think if you're a computer company, be in the electronics business.
Yeah.
Don't be making fucking dishwashers and then tell me you're going to make a cell phone. It's nonsense.
My whole thing is the lineups for this phone.
It's ridiculous.
It's stupid. Maybe it's part of the iPhone culture is a wait for the phone. Like, I just don't get it. Like, why wait in line for a product that you could just get the next day? Like, what's the big deal about getting it right? Like,
because people think that their iPhone 4S is going to blow up into pieces as soon as the iPhone 5 is released.
Yeah.
It's yesterday's news.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
People are morons.
I'm going to keep my BlackBerry phone until the whole company goes to nothingness. And it's just,
that's
fine. Retro.
Whatever you use your phone for, like, you don't have to. I'm not going to get the Apple iPhone 5. I have an iPhone 4.
But yeah, you will.
I'll get it if I lose my phone or whatever and then I have to go get a new one.
Yeah.
Then sure, I'll go and I'll get I guess I would go and get the 5 if that happened today. However, there's not that great of an advancement of the technology for what I need. For me to go and justify spending a whole bunch of money, waiting in a line to get the new shit. Porn and podcasts.
Okay.
That's it. Porn and podcasts. That's all I use my phone for.
The two P's.
That's all you need it for. Porno, podcast.
You don't actually watch
porn on my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking right I do. Every day.
That's disgusting.
Four inch
borrow
porn
my
is
phone
great.
To make a call?
I don't want to touch your phone. I'm not touching that thing. It's disgusting. That's why you have that case around it. Non-stick?
No, it's like a...
Don't try to explain it. I know what it is.
I got in a discussion with a customer at the restaurant last night about her Samsung versus my iPhone, but it's nonsense. It's silly talk. That's it. It's silly talk. Who cares? If you have a BlackBerry and it works for you, then fine, keep it. What do I care? If you're just making telephone calls and sending text messages, who gives a shit?
Well, at the end of the day, what people are forgetting is, does it turn on? Does it work?
Yeah.
Does it make phone calls and send text messages?
There you go.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Do you use your camera on your phone to take a good enough picture so you can send a cock shot to a girl that you just met?
You promised you wouldn't tell anyone about that.
Oh, boy.
James is going to the list.
How deep down the list are we getting? Are we almost?
Well, we don't have to taste it. I just have stuff on a list.
Hey, you got the list.
Maybe
you got a list. I want to knock out this list.
You want to knock out this list, eh?
I want to get through this. I want to see what you have.
Well, something that we don't think we talked about this last time is I wonder how much of the population can swim.
The human population?
Human population. How do you think we can all swim?
Swim for what?
Just swim.
I can swim.
Like not drown in a body of water.
Yeah. I'm just saying this because I took it upon myself to take swimming lessons.
You can't swim?
I can hold my own, but I want to get better and actually like learn how to tread water. And
Can you swim, Mr. Jason?
I can swim, but... I don't think swimming is something you should do for leisure. I think swimming is a survival technique. I don't like to swim. I will get into a pool, but I'm not going to drown. Yeah. I can swim. I can go into the ocean and feel comfortable enough that I can get back to shore. I'm not going to go out and fucking jump in the middle of a lake and try to swim back. Then I would die.
Can I ask, being the white guy and I have two black guys here, why is it that a significant number of black people cannot swim?
This is the thing. I
don't understand.
That's what I was going with.
This is what you're going with? I will explain it to you for the last time.
What do you mean for breakdown?
All right. This is the reason why black people in major cities can't swim. Because a lot of black people come from the Caribbean islands. You go over there and these fucking guys will go and catch fish out of the bottom of the ocean with their bare hands. They can swim amazing.
Yeah.
Because they're around water every day. When you live in the concrete jungle and there's no swimming pools, swimming doesn't become a priority.
I guess.
There's no pool. Who's taking you to a pool? When you're black and you live in the hood, you play basketball. And that's it. It's the only thing you think about.
You know what? You actually might have a point.
I do have a point.
So you're saying that poverty is the direct correlation to lack of swimming.
Exactly.
With the brothers.
Well,
huh.
I don't think swimming lessons aren't free.
No. You want to know how my dad taught me how to swim? When I was 4 years old, I was walking by the pool. He found out I couldn't swim yet. So he kicked me in. And do you think I drowned? No, no, no.
The question is, would he have let you drown?
No, he wouldn't.
Maybe he was trying to get rid of you.
No, maybe. Maybe. He's like, you know, I screwed this one up. I'm going to try and get a new mic. No, but I survived, and then he threw some wings on me, and I floated around a little bit. And
yeah.
Mike, do you have a swimming pool at your house?
That's irrelevant.
Do you have a swimming
pool? I may have a swimming pool at my house. Right. I don't have a dishwasher, but a swimming pool is there.
It's a lot easier when you're around people that have access to swimming pools.
That's
true. They take their kids. You know, I'll just tell you my upbringing a little bit, all right? Let me take you into the depths of my world.
The bathtub was your swimming pool.
All right. When I grew up, and this is no smash on my parents. However, we didn't do shit together. I was told to go and play with my brother and go throw a ball against the wall for entertainment. All right? That's what we would do. There was never an outing. Oh, guys, we're going to go to the beach today. We're going to make a picnic. Shit like that never happened. So as a family, we didn't do all this shit together. Oh, we're going to go learn how to swim today. We're going to go to a swimming pool. It never, ever.
No family trips to Ashbridges Bay and go swim in Lake Ontario, nothing like that?
No, never.
That's interesting.
So if I wanted to learn something, I have to learn it on my own. I'd have to learn it on my own. Okay. Or are my parents going to put me in swimming lessons? Now I have to pay for it.
You know? So that's true.
That's what it was like. I don't know what it was like for you guys.
So how did you learn how to swim? How did both of you learn?
Dude, anybody can swim.
That's not true.
Not anyone can
swim. I don't know.
My mom would take me.
See? Out. My fucking parents. Your parents are responsible.
Yeah, my mom would teach me how to swim. But then, you know, you have like five kids. It gets a little bit busy, different schedules. It's hard to keep up with the swimming lessons. But at least I can hold my own. But I just want to get better.
Well, it's good that you're taking it upon yourself to learn how to really master the swimming.
It is true, though. Not a lot of brothers know how to swim.
And I don't really know the reason why, but I'm just
assuming. I think your reason's good.
I think.
I mean, to me, it's like there's so much gun violence going on, and you got people killing each other.
What are you saying? Black people kill people?
Yeah, I'm saying if you want to kill a black guy and you live in a city, why are you going to get a gun? Take him swimming.
Throw him in a pool?
Throw him in a pool. Have a pool party.
Hey, you're Tyrone. Good to go. You want to go swimming, Tyrone?
Leon. Go swimming today. I don't know. Stuff like that just didn't happen. Like, hey, guys, you want to go to the pool? Hey, Tony and Tyrone, Leon, Cabral, let's go swimming today, Cabral. Man. Whatever, fuck. LaShanta, let's fucking meet up at the pool. Go swimming.
Hey, Cabral.
Shit like that
That's
never
an awesome
happened.
Name. That's the name of my
Did
first
you just invent
son.
A new black name?
No.
That's hard to do.
Do you know someone named Cabral?
Yes.
Do you for real?
Yeah, I do. Everybody does.
What?
I don't. Cabral Richards. Oh, okay. Cabby on the street.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Cabby.
Yeah. Swimming? What else is on this
Don't
list?
Concentrate on my list, man. If you want to talk about stuff, talk about whatever
you want
to talk about.
I want to talk about something. This was kind of, it kind of relates to something that I saw happen today. I want to ask everyone out there.
Oh, my God.
When it comes to friends and family, is a friend in need or family in need truly a pest? Because do you feel obligated as a family member or a friend to help these people because you have to? And do people prey on that? Do they take advantage of that? You know what I mean? Because it's like asking when you know the person can't say no. Does this make someone a pest?
I have the answers to Go. All of your questions.
Jason's ready to jump on this one.
Go.
I have a situation where I'm asked to do a lot of stuff.
Wait, last podcast.
What'd I say?
Your sister called.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the shit that happens.
Deja vu.
Every single day, it's like, can you do? I don't mind doing stuff. If my sister calls me, if my mom calls me, can we do this? No problem. No problem at all. But you have to understand, I got shit I got to do myself. So if you're going to say to me, hey, can we go to the hair store and buy some hair? You know, black people got to do that. And I'm like, okay, cool. No problem. It's 15 minutes away. Perfect. I'll schedule that into my life. But then when we get to the hair store, don't tell me we're going to go to the grocery store. We're going to go to the food place. We got to go stop off to Bill's house and drop off some weed. We got to go here. And then, you know, like,
was that a weave or some weed?
Weed. Whatever, you know.
Weed first, weave later.
Yeah, like, I got to go drop off like some of my
shit,
weave.
That shit for fucking Bill. Bothers the hell out of me. If you were to tell me we got to go and do five stops today, no problem. We can do five stops.
But
I can
just
do
say
that.
It up front.
But tell me up front. Don't fucking say, surprise. Now I'm going to fuck up your whole day because I'm an asshole and I don't care about what you have to do because this is what I need to do. And because I'm your family member and you know I'm not going to tell you no. We're just going to get all the shit done. And it interferes in my life. I don't fucking like that shit. If you want something, you can ask and I'll do it. I'll help out anybody. I'm a fucking generous dude.
James?
Well, for me, I probably have it easy because my brothers are all older. We're like not that close in age. Shit, I don't even have that problem. I guess I got
to
say I'm
so
lucky.
you don't have any friends or family that go out of their way to ask you for something, or are you just too nice of a guy where if someone asked you, you drop of a hat? James Wright.
You know what?
Here to do work.
I think so.
That's you.
Yeah, I think that might be me.
Stand up guy.
I do shit.
I'm pretty sure I tell people to fuck off. Hey, yo, Mikey, get the fuck out of my face, man. I'm not doing that shit.
I do too much for people, and it interferes with my own life. And
well,
it's
I see. I blame you.
I blame me, too.
I blame you because you take the task on.
Yeah, you do.
And
I
then you
that.
Bitch about the task.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the task.
Nip that shit in the
butt. As long as you let me know. I have no problem. You want me to sleep for 1 hour and then wake up and take you somewhere? I'll fucking do it. I don't give a shit. I'll get it done, but just let me. I need to have a plan. I don't mind being spontaneous when I'm doing spontaneous shit. Don't bring your spontaneity on into my world.
your car and your gas tank.
And these people sometimes don't have any conscious idea about the price of gasoline. Like, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll just get Jason to drive here and there because he doesn't drive a giant-sized SUV that fucking loves to go to gas station and it costs $100 to fill his fucking tank. No problem. But listen, these are my
maybe issues. You shouldn't drive a massive SUV.
I already bought a smaller car. Don't worry. It's in the works.
You're addressing the problem.
I'm addressing the problem head on.
Good for you.
Yeah.
This are the things that go on in my life. It's fucking crazy.
What about other? Let's talk about other people's lives. Let's talk about Russian people's lives.
Oh, I don't want to talk about Russian.
We don't want to talk about that.
No, man. That's disturbing.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
People don't do crocodile.
Yeah. Let's just put a disclaimer out there.
Right now, we don't know about it. Nightmares. Just Google crocodile and you watch that shit.
With K's. Crocodile. Spell crocodile with K's.
Yes.
And it'll blow your mind.
And then never, ever, ever do it. Ever.
You think you do drugs? Pussies. With your ecstasy. Pussies with your fucking your
crystal
MDMA.
Meth. That's nothing.
Those are for pussies.
Child's play.
You really want to get fucked up? You do some crocodile.
Go to
really,
Russia.
Really do it. Go ahead, everybody. Try it out. I don't give a fuck. If people listen to me, then they're idiots.
Says the man with the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm not here delivering a message to people, telling people what to do. Do whatever you want to do. It's your life. You're an adult. You should be an adult.
Let's hope so if you're listening to this.
If you're not an adult and you're listening, listen, do whatever you want.
Where are your parents?
Yeah, where are your parents?
Where are your parents?
Do whatever you want. Drink, smoke, get high, fuck, go do anything.
They should be teaching you how to swim.
And then when everything is all fucked up when you're 18, just blame it on your parents. Be like, you weren't there for me, mom.
You didn't teach me how to
swim.
I didn't
get a hug.
That's the white person's way. We mastered that shit.
Really?
We fucked up, and then I'm not blaming me.
I didn't blame your parents.
I didn't do that. You fucked up down the line. You didn't raise me right.
I can never blame my parents, man. I get a beating if I blame my parents.
Yes.
What do you mean I didn't raise you right?
Your parents still beat you? Your parents will still beat you?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
My parents are in their 70s.
I would.
You kind of have to let them beat you at that point.
It's like, I would laugh at my parents if they tried to
Could you
to
imagine
beat
if that was still going down?
If my parents tried to beat me, I'd be like, are you crazy? I'm fucking 6'4", 220. I'll smash you.
Put your hand against their forehead. They're trying to punch you.
Like, this isn't fucking 1990 anymore. Man. That's a long time ago.
That's funny.
I'll fuck you up. Even though I would never.
Love you, Mom. Love you,
Dad. Shout out to all the mothers out there.
Yeah. So listen, people are struggling out there. They got issues.
People are struggling. Don't pay attention to my list, man. I see you eyeing my list. I'm just crossing stuff.
I took a look at the list.
You guys hear what's going on in Zimbabwe?
Oh shit.
You guys hear about what's going on? Yeah, oh shit is right.
We got some Zimbabwe.
I didn't hear
Zimbabwe
about it.
Yeah, oh shit is right. What happened is there's a...
Break it down, son.
There's a lot of... A lot of drought, as usually there is in the country of Africa, and the government
the
is
country
asking,
of Africa is speak the truth.
The government is actually asking the people of Zimbabwe specifically, because there was a drought there for quite some time, to flush their toilets at the same time tonight at 7:30.
Kind of like an Earth Day type thing?
No, it's actually to clear the sewage systems of anything that may have been sitting there for a long time. So it's called like the Zimbabwe flush. So when you said, oh shit, that's pretty much oh shit.
Bang on.
So is that an issue? Is that a problem?
No, I just thought I'd talk about it.
This is a major thing though for them? Like this, isn't this happening today?
There's millions of people flushing the toilet at the same time. That's a pretty big deal.
What would happen if we did that here?
That's what would happen. I say everyone who listens to this podcast.
On October 1st at 2 p.m., everybody.
2012.
Flush.
Flush their toilets.
Nah, but I got nothing to work with on that. What am I going to say about people flushing their toilets at the same time?
What would happen if that happened here?
I have no idea. I don't know. Understand how the plumbing system works.
Would the sewer system just
would it back
pop
up?
Off? And
I think you might be like overvaluing my intelligence. Like, I have no idea what
happens. I have never overvalued your intelligence.
When I flush the toilet, I have no idea what happens, where it goes.
Don't be stupid.
Goes down the toilet and then it comes back up. I don't know what happens to it. I'm not a dude.
Like Ontario.
Do you know how?
You know exactly where it goes. It goes
down where it goes? Is that exactly where it goes?
Of course.
Pipes take it right to the lake and then people go and swim in it?
Pretty much. What happens
to the toilet paper and shit?
Sewer system.
It goes to the sewer system, goes through like filtration, they clean it up. Probably some of it gets disintegrated and all that stuff. But a lot of the, they try to clean the water as much as possible, but it pretty much just goes out.
Well, whatever.
Into the water.
I don't know. How am I supposed to know that? I'm not a fucking engineer.
Well, not
an astronaut.
I'm not an astronaut.
I'm a regular dude. Do you know how electricity works?
Yeah.
Really? So you can explain to me how the fuck you flick a switch and your lights come on? Because I have no clue. I just take that for complete granted. Like, I have no idea how. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Your grade 7 science teacher is pissed off somewhere right now.
I have no idea how that works. I just know I can turn a switch and lights come on.
So the education system clearly failed you a long time ago.
Big time. I'm self-educated.
Damn.
You should look it up, man. Do some Wikipedia.
Why? Yeah. Why don't you just break it down? If it's so simple, I have no fucking clue.
Do you really want to get? Is this Bill Nye the science guy?
Yeah, Bill Nye the science.
Okay, let's talk. Bill Nye died.
Who gives a shit?
Did he? He did. He just died.
I don't care.
What do you mean just died?
He just died.
Stop deflecting. More importantly, somebody explain to me the fucking light switch.
It's connected.
I don't think you guys fucking know. I think that you think that you know, but I don't think that you're confident that you actually know.
Okay, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. To you. Okay, let's start with the light bulb.
I know how a light bulb works.
How's a light bulb work?
It doesn't matter. Has a filament, fucking you hit the fucking thing and the light comes
on. But what's inside of the light bulb?
I don't know.
Gas. There's gas inside of the light bulb. Okay. What happens is when the electric current goes up one of the, I don't know what you call it, like the spokes or whatever, what attaches to the filament, it goes across and it comes back down. The filament lights up, and the reason why the filament doesn't burn out is because the gas that's inside of the light bulb makes it so that the filament doesn't get too hot and
I don't care about that.
No, but this is part of it. You have to reverse engineer it, right? So you have the light, so you have to go from the light down back. So then the light bulb is connected. Inside the light bulb, you have a positive and a negative, right? Current works off of generation, like a generator, which works off of.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I do, man. It's electricity. You don't know how electricity works?
How does the power get to the fucking switch?
Through a wires, positive, negative, and
where do the wires go?
Electric current.
It goes through the electrical box inside of all places, and then electricity runs from the wires, either above ground or.
I think that you're completely wrong.
What are you talking about, man?
Whatever. It's magic. It's fucking magic.
I can't believe I even tried to explain it to you.
Yeah, you just wasted your time there.
It's magic.
Don't try to infiltrate his brain.
It's magic, he says.
It's fucking magic. If you were to take this
magic is that you've made it this far.
That's exactly what it is. That is magic. If you were to take the light
girls
switch,
date you? Do girls date you? What?
Lots of them.
If you were to take this light
that
switch,
that says a lot for these girls.
You take a light switch back 200 years, and that'd be fucking magic to people.
Yes,
they didn't have a light switch.
It's called science, man.
I still don't get it. I don't get it. I don't care to get it. I just know that it works. How does a fucking cell phone work? I have no idea.
If you did, you'd be rich.
Have you not watched that Vice thing about they use those precious metals from Africa in order to make
our cell phones? What does that have to do with me sitting on this fucking thing that I hold into my hand and then it mysteriously flies through the sky to a person on the other side of the fucking world and we're having a conversation? How the fuck does that work? Do you know how that works? Am I a maniac?
The internet. Okay, I will say this. The internet and Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi specifically. Mm-hmm. Blows my fucking brain up.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
I understand how it works, but I have to agree with you that it is mind boggling.
It's ridiculous.
I have no idea. I can fucking talk into my phone.
I can't believe we're talking about that.
I can look at a picture and talk to somebody in another fucking world, and they can see me and I can see them.
It's technology. That's always amazed me.
How does it go through the sky?
But isn't that amazing though? The fact that you have a camera that's able to actually pick up your face, recognize your face.
It's a new. It's a new. It's a
taking
new
all the information from your face, yep. Put it to the phone, transfer that information into electricity, whatever else, shoot it out into the air.
In real time.
In real time. In
1/3 of a second.
Landing to a satellite, which goes to another satellite. That satellite takes that information back into another phone through the air, and it, you know, it takes all the information and puts it back into an image.
And yet we can't cure cancer, man.
Exactly.
Damn.
I've given up on... Did I talk about this before? I'm not donating to cancer no more.
Uh-oh.
You're throwing your money away.
I quit.
Why?
I
what's
quit
going
donating
on?
To cancer.
There's no money in the cure. There's money in the medicine.
Yeah, that's something that... I remember it sort of... I don't know. It stuck with me. Anyways, when I was going to school, one of our teachers was all like... he says, like, this is going to sound kind of bad, but cancer is actually a brand. Cancer is a brand. I mean... There's people who rely on...
Cancer's a big business, man.
Yeah, it's business.
Big business.
I know, and that's
sad.
It's very sad. I'm not donating anymore.
It's really sad.
I've decided to take my donations to causes that help people instead of trying to cure diseases because I don't believe that they don't have a cure already, and I just feel like I'm taking my money to pay for researchers' salaries.
I know this might
sound... Because I'm certain that they must have some.
It's very skeptical, huh? Yeah.
So
they gotta have.
I've given up on it. Yeah. I'm not telling everybody else to. You could do whatever you want to do, but I'm just saying.
But I mean,
my
people are still dying from cancers, right?
Of course. Because there's so many different strains of it. From cancer.
Yeah.
But they're never gonna change it because, unfortunately, and I don't want to sound like a very cold person here, but there's too many people on the planet. People have to die. We can't keep overpopulating. We're going to blow the fucking planet
I don't think the planet is overpopulated.
I don't. Not anytime soon. We have so much room here in Canada.
There's here, so yeah. much actual
well,
space.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not going to Russia. No. I'm not going there.
There's so much space on the planet. It's just that everybody signs up to live in one fucking area.
Yeah.
So you take a look at the map, and if you were to look at the population density, it's only in certain places. And then there's fucking... You have so much space in Canada alone. Mm-hmm. They could probably fit... The entire planet of people right now, all 7 billion people could probably live here.
Damn.
Easily. So I don't think it's overpopulated. I think we just got to get out of these cities.
Got to get our shit together.
Yeah.
We got to go buy a patch of land, guys, and just live off the land. Become one with nature. Go back to the way we're supposed to live.
No more big SUV?
No more SUVs. Just fucking live, man. Just live.
No bling?
Your relative's going to be asking you for piggyback rides to the corner store instead. Hey, Jay, can you give me a piggyback ride just to the corner store? I need to get my straw weave hair.
I still need my new hair, but it's made different.
I'll never even understand that. More importantly, since we have a guest.
Yes.
We have to ask him the guest question.
Yes.
I like this. I like where this is.
You have a game?
No, it's just a question that I've asked every single guest we've ever had.
Yeah.
Do you believe in dinosaurs?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
You actually asked all that.
You know what? I have a friend who actually... Wait. Let me... Yeah, keep talking. I got to think about this for a second.
I should have actually asked you this before, as soon as we started, because if you didn't, I would have to throw you right out.
I do have a friend who questions the existence of dinosaurs.
Yeah. And then you said the word fossils.
Yeah,
and then they said
what they're trying to explain to me is like, how do we know that the fossils, these bones that we found, weren't actually placed here by aliens a long time ago, and that these dinosaur bones, in quotations, aren't actually
just... Did he do the fingers? He did the two bones.
Are actually just the skeletons, remains of alien toys.
Alien toys?
Yeah. Or like an alien, aliens came and they have like these toys that they used to play with or whatever. Or just like, and don't stick on the notion of them being toys, but like just something that they created and just, you know.
Did you smack this person when they said this to you?
I wanted to. There's so much evidence that proves that these were actually like living creatures on our earth. But yet still, I don't know.
You got some crazy friends.
I know.
You need to take a look at, go through your Facebook page.
You need to start deleting right away.
Gotta get some deletions going on there.
Now, by
doesn't
any
believe
chance,
in dinosaurs, delete.
Is this person religious in any way?
No.
Really?
Yeah, really.
So just actually dumb.
Just like to question everything.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, I say you can question everything, but at some point in
sometimes
time,
you question a little bit too much.
You know, I don't think that it's... I don't think with a clear and open mind you can say that there wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
So, you lose, James's friend.
But Don't quote me on this, but there's, I can't remember exactly the details, but isn't there a dinosaur that they realized didn't exist? Was it the Brontosaurus? Wasn't it? Because they had put the bones together in the wrong way or something?
I have no idea,
but quite
frankly, there's so many dinosaur fossils and bones. I mean, anyone who's going to tell me that they weren't real. I mean, I've seen Jurassic Park. Case closed.
Case closed. That's it.
Right?
It's over.
Steven Spielberg knows what's up. What happened to the Brontosaurus?
Because it is, who knows? I never saw a dinosaur before, but listen, they say that they were there. So what are you going to do?
But the question I have is when you have people who are masters of their field or, you know, I'm not dumb. I'm not uneducated, but I'm sure as shit don't have a PhD next to my name. These people spend their entire lives researching this shit. And then you get some guy, you know, with a couple beers in him or smokes a joint, and he wants to question what this guy's spent his whole life researching.
There are things that...
Alien toys.
There are things that...
shenanigans.
...that people should question. I mean, you should question...
Jason's sexuality.
Yeah, exactly. Question his orientation.
Scares me.
This guy's a moron. How the fuck did I let you on my show?
I don't know.
You really question your government.
Oh, that happens every day. Oh,
we're getting shut down after this podcast.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen enough. People just live their lives and be like, I guess whatever the government's doing, is that's okay. They're looking out for my best interests.
The rat race, my friend.
They don't fucking want. They're trying to keep everybody down. So you do believe in dinosaurs?
Yes, I do.
That is beautiful. Are you a Christian or what?
Me? No, I am agnostic.
What does agnostic mean? That sounds like another cult.
Agnostic is similar to being an atheist.
Because being an atheist is now turned itself into its own type of religion.
I know. It's like not believing
like,
in
I'm not,
God.
I'm not Christian. I'm not religious. I'm an atheist. Well, it does bother 10 million other people.
It does bother me that being an atheist has kind of become the cool thing to be. But no, agnostic is essentially the same beliefs as an atheist. With one very large difference that you do believe in some sort of spiritual or, you know, entity that is, I mean, essentially what I'm going to say is that I'm not going to be the ignorant son of a bitch who says that, you know, I understand or I know why we're all here. You know what I mean? Someone put the planets here, something, and it sure as shit wasn't a guy named Joe.
I know why we're all here.
To do this podcast?
No. To mine gold for aliens. That's it.
Why aren't we all mining gold then?
Because the aliens put us here to mine the gold so that they can come back once we get it all and then they could take it from us, bang it out into a thin sheet so that they can use it for their atmosphere because it deflects radiation.
Well, you hear that? All you rappers out there with those gold chains.
I was gonna say.
You better watch out because they're coming for you
first.
That's
why we're here. That's
people with gold teeth.
Where did you get that from again?
It's an actual theory.
You've been watching more of those videos?
That's an actual theory from a guy
who has a crack pipe hanging out of his
mouth.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's an actual theory. You know what else is an actual theory?
Well, there was a dude who's a scientist, a real life fucking brilliant scientist.
Dr. Dude?
Like 30, 40 years ago, he said this thing about aliens might have put us here to mine gold because gold is the only, it's like the best metal. It's like so you can bang it out into a thin, super thin flake, super thin sheet, right?
And yeah.
It can deflect radiation.
But why would aliens have us do that?
Because we're the slaves for the aliens.
That doesn't make any sense.
And then they just came out in like 2004 with a report that they might have to take a precious metal to cover up like part of like our ozone layer to deflect
that is rotting
to deflect the radiation. So what we might end up doing on our planet is something that this dude said fucking 40 years ago. It's documented. You figure
what
does
that do with it? What does that do with the aliens? We're trying to protect our own planet.
That's his thing. He says that this is what happened. This is why we're here. We're put here as slaves to fucking mine gold. Why do you think gold is so precious forever? Gold has been.
But then why are there so many of us doing other things? Not all of us are mining gold.
Everyone's buying gold.
I don't buy gold.
I buy platinum.
See what I'm saying?
I'm a boss.
You don't have any
flaws.
Gold?
No, I don't. There's flaws in that theory.
There could be. Not everybody's fucking mining it, but we're pulling it out and it's worth something. If you wanted to have an investment, gold is going to $2,000 an ounce.
What about diamonds?
Fuck diamonds.
Fuck well, diamonds.
What are you talking about? People are pulling out diamonds. They're worth a lot.
Yeah, people are, but the real shit is in gold. Anyways.
There are flaws in your theory.
I'm fucking crazy.
You are.
I think we can all agree on that.
Did you guys hear about that guy that shot himself in the head in the back of a cop car?
What?
Did you hear about this?
No, that's scary.
In the States?
No.
They arrested a dude. They like checked him. They found like a little bit of drugs on him. And they cuffed him. They put him in the car. And then he fucking shot himself in the head.
With what gun?
How did he do that?
Apparently they didn't search him well enough and he had a gun on him.
But how did he get out of the handcuffs if he's in the back of the car?
Oh, the police don't say that. He pulled out the gun from wherever it was hiding on his body after the police checked him, which I'm sure that they
probably didn't.
They never do. Of course, when the police are patting you down, you're not going to be able to hide a pistol.
He did.
If they can find some coke on you,
they're not. Oh, so you're saying that the police officers probably shot him? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not saying that, but that's what happened.
I'm not going to say it, but that's what I'm going to say.
How do you shoot yourself in the temple when your hands are cuffed behind your back?
Yeah, that's Houdini.
Now, any chance we have a description on this victim?
Oh, shit.
Well?
He sort of looked like me.
So, in the United States of America, black man arrested for drugs. Shot himself in the head while handcuffed in the back of a cop car.
That almost sounds like a Dave Chappelle skit. You know, sprinkle crack on yourself.
It's kind of funny how every dead black guy you find has crack sprinkled on him.
There's some weird. I can't believe that people still do.
Now, who bought this story is what I'm saying. Who is not investigating? What news team isn't like, okay, we're going to get a little bit more details?
When the police polices itself. Oh, what are you going to do? It's a brotherhood. You're not going to fucking send your brother to jail.
No, but what I'm saying is, where's the news van? Where's Channel 12 News?
Where's
April O'Neil and the Ninja Turtles coming in and saying, hey.
It was a story for one day, but then guess what happened the next day?
We talked about this last podcast.
In Detroit,
it's ridiculous.
A guy got shot 46 times by fucking like 10 cops in the middle of a mall parking lot.
What?
So?
That's disgusting.
For what?
That's unbelievable.
You can watch the video. The guy was doing nothing. He had a knife.
And they shot him 46 times?
Yep.
Wow.
Shot him dead in front of everybody. Like, everyone has a fucking camera.
You know what it is? It's the group mentality, right? If one person does it, then the other person does it, and then you think it's okay, and then everyone starts. That's why you get like those
mobs. You can shoot somebody one time in the kneecap. You don't got to fucking
thrill
his body with bullets.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like when the people freaked out after Vancouver lost. You have one dummy.
Gang mentality, yeah.
Throwing a rock at a store window, and then some other dummy throws another rock, and then another dummy gets a bigger rock, and then another dummy, and then you have a whole bunch of dummies doing a whole bunch of dummy stuff.
Then you have a riot going on, yeah.
Just because your hockey team lost.
I hate dummies.
But see, everyone got so mad in the Vancouver thing with the riots, saying, you know, shame on them because they only did that because they lost. Newsflash, if they had won, it would have been the exact same thing. People do this. I remember going downtown a few years back when Team Canada of some kind, of World Juniors or something, we won. It was a big, huge thing.
Yeah.
Torontonians were going crazy, and they were flipping cop cars. I myself may have been on top of a bus at some point, you know, and we had won. Things were getting lit on fire. People were acting retarded. It doesn't win or lose. It doesn't matter. It's like you said, that gang mentality.
White people are crazy.
There may have been a bunch of white people.
At least when black people riot, they riot because like a black guy got beat by
oppression.
And then they're like, we're not going to stand for this. White people are like, yeah, we just won the Stanley Cup. Let's fucking burn this city down.
Yeehaw.
Like, it makes no sense.
That's a Canadian, by the way.
It makes no sense. I'm not saying that there's no black people involved, but there probably wasn't.
Malice in the palace.
There's like wacky people out there that just get on shit. People are weird.
Reckless.
I hate people. I'm going to move away. I'm telling you, I'm so close to
you are becoming you are becoming a hippie.
I'm moving into the jungle pretty soon. I can already feel it. I got to get away from the madness. And why don't the we sickness just?
It's not even
people.
That. It's North America. You go to Europe. You're having a great time.
Yeah, but it's
you think it's. I wonder if it's the same there though. You just get used to it, and then it's.
I mean, I think there's obviously some glaring differences in culture, but I see this all these things that get talked about. It's all North American problems. People are fucked.
I hate North America, but I love it at the same
time. I love it, but I hate it too.
Yeah. I'm in a weird situation. What do I do?
South America.
I was just going to say, move to South America.
Fuck. I got to get off this planet. Got to get to Mars, man.
Go with...
start mining some gold, man.
Virgin Mobile. What's his name? Richard Branson?
Yeah.
Go with that motherfucker.
Got to get off this planet, dude.
Just start mining some gold.
It's got to be... There's got to be a better way of life, no? Like, this can't be it, really.
Yeah, get rich and do whatever the fuck you want.
Is that what it is?
I wonder.
Is that what the real purpose of life is? Is it just get money? It's got
to
be.
We all seem to be doing it.
Money makes shit easy.
Fuck. Capitalism. There's a whole bunch of people that live in other societies that are, like, isolated, and they're perfectly happy.
But that's the problem. We've been exposed to too much. There's no going back.
Like, there's people literally that live, like, in Siberia who don't have shit. Their job in life is to stay alive. Every day they got to go fucking hunt something. Every day they got to, you know, got to harvest the fucking shit so that they have, they got to cut wood so they got prepared for the winter. And they live perfectly happy lives.
Yeah.
They don't even know that.
Twitter.
They don't know.
Ignorance
about
Kim is
Kardashian.
Bliss, my friend. Ignorance is bliss.
That's the real utopia. We got to go back to fucking hunting shit.
Less is more.
There's something to say about if you were to hunt something and kill it.
Hunt
and eat it.
Skin it.
You think you'd be able to do that?
I can't do that. I'm a pussy.
You think you'd be able to like get back to like living a simple life after a year? I'm just throwing out a number. I'm just throwing out a year. But do you think like, you think if there was a challenge and they're like, okay, Jay, 6 months, you have to be a bushman. You have to hunt your own food. You have to go out and do your own, make your own shelter, live off the land. You think you can do it?
I could do it as long as there's other
Survivor
people
man
around.
Styles?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out there by myself and do it. No, who wants to be by themselves? I told you, I don't even like myself that much to be by myself that much. That's nonsense. I'm not going by myself, but if there's some other people around, I would be down.
Let's
feel like for a year, we're just going to fucking live in a fucking hut and catch our own shit. But I couldn't do that because I don't know what to eat. Like, I'll be eating the wrong.
No, but you'd be learning, though. Would you be up for the challenge?
Well, you ever seen that movie, Into the Wild? Look what happened to that son of a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I got to watch that one.
That man bit the dust. He went out there. He read all his books. He knew everything. He went to live off the land. Went up to Alaska, motherfucker. That's wasted away. Ate a berry.
Yeah. The wrong berry.
The wrong berry.
And he died.
There's something about that guy, though, in the movie. Sad story, I know, but it seemed like he had a little bit of an attitude on him.
He had a chip on his shoulder, for
yeah,
sure.
He had a little bit of an attitude.
You think it was because he was gay?
Was he?
Oh, no, that was Grizzly Man.
That was Brokeback Mountain.
No, it was Grizzly Man, sorry.
Grizzly Man?
Yeah.
You mean the guy who dresses up in that big costume?
No, the dude that went to go live with the bears and then they fucking ate him.
Doesn't he wear like a big costume? Not a big costume.
I remember
like
that.
Big
did they have the audio track of him getting eaten by the bear?
Yeah. Yeah. And his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend, yeah. Bears.
Wow.
No, thanks.
Well, sometimes you got to live with the bears, I guess. I wouldn't do it personally, but some people are weird, though. I've met people that are like, I would rather me die than for that deer to get hit by a car. I'm like, are you fucked?
No, I'll take me over the deer any day. I don't know.
People are whacked. They're like, I want the bear to stay. I'd rather me die than a bear die. I'm like,
that doesn't make any sense.
You're a maniac.
People just say things.
Until you put a gun to their head and then they say, please don't shoot.
Yeah, like, come on. People just say things. Just
and you
to,
know only a white person said
to,
that.
To prove some sort of strange point. Yeah,
I'm on team people. Okay, fuck the bears. If it comes down to it, me versus them, fuck them. They could all die.
The bears.
Have you ever ate a bear?
Bear meat?
No.
No?
You?
I think so.
You would know if you had bear meat.
I'm trying to remember. I ate all kinds of fucking weird shit when I lived in Siberia.
No, bear meat. Come on. Moose meat, yeah. Partridge. Moose meat,
deer, partridge. Deer.
Alligator.
I've had alligator.
There's no way you had bear meat.
I think so.
I don't think you had.
Why not?
I just don't think so. I don't think it's legal, for one.
Do I got to check?
Checkmate.
How are you going to check? What are you going to check?
I'll fucking make the phone call.
All right. Make the phone call.
He's phoning a friend.
Calling a friend. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
So what? You're gonna call a friend to see if you ate bear meat. You would know if you ate bear meat.
If you don't know, how will this random person know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because they used to fucking like make this ground beef. Like you would think it was ground beef, but it's not. And they put it in like pasta. And
venison?
Like, yeah, they'd mix it up. And I don't know what I was eating at times.
If we're going from deer to bear.
Hey. I'm good. How are you?
Well, okay.
I have a personal question.
So now that Jason is trying to figure this out.
It's not that personal, but have you ever ate bear meat? Have I ever ate bear meat?
This is the person that's...
This is happening right now.
This is happening.
Where did you get this bear meat?
He's not talking to anybody.
It's looking good. My question is, what is his follow-up once he finds out yay or nay on the bear meat? Where does he go from here? This is going to be very anticlimactic.
Yes, very much so.
Do-do-do-do. Beaver tail.
Everybody's eating beaver. But
oh.
Oh.
Anyways, well, Jay figures that out.
Yeah, Jay's doing his thing.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways,
I gotta call you back though.
What?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Jason, what did you find out?
The verdict is, I've never ate bear meat.
That's what I thought.
Shocking revelation.
That's what I thought.
But my stepmoms ate bear meat.
Okay.
And they get together once a year and they eat all this wild game.
I don't believe that. I don't believe they eat bear meat.
You're telling me this story just now, and I've had to listen to you for 3 years tell me that white people are crazy?
Listen, this is what they do. I don't know. She just told me a whole bunch of shit that she ate. Beaver tails, bear, moose. Fucking they make eat geese. They eat fucking all kinds of weird shit.
Not why? Bear.
Why not bear?
Because people don't kill
isn't
bears.
Isn't it protected animal?
It's protected.
It's not protected. You can fucking eat a bear.
Eat a bear.
Why not? You're a moron.
Oh, now we've resorted to name calling. You don't agree with me? You are a moron. You should run for the fucking U.S. presidential election, bud. We got Mitt Romney in the house, folks. This guy. What? You don't agree? Fuck you.
1 + 1 = 2, Jay.
No, it's not. You're a moron.
tell me why you wouldn't be able to eat a bear.
Because it's a protected animal. Like people,
so nobody's allowed to shoot a bear. Is that what you're telling me?
The bear population just controls itself?
People allowed to shoot bears.
So then what do you do with the bear after you do it? You just kill it and fucking you take a picture and leave it?
You discard it. Unless you're a native, right? Then you can eat whatever.
Then you can do whatever you want.
You can eat whatever you want within regulations of the Canadian government. Or if you're a park ranger and the bears are within the city limits and they have to sometimes kill bears.
Are you an asshole?
Owned.
I guess I am. I want you to prove for... I want you to prove.
I didn't realize that you had the whole fucking Ministry of Natural Resources manual and you've already read it. You know what you are because you're such a big hunter.
I'm telling you.
Where the fuck is your blind setup and your rifles and shit? You never hunted nothing before.
But I know this, though. This is
how do you
know
this, man?
This is, next podcast, this is what we're going to figure out. What I'm saying is that people, I would have to say, people do eat bears, but not like the average North American. Natives probably eat bear. People who are friends with the natives
there's no market for the bear burger joint.
Yeah,
Jason
exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not saying that there's a market for it, but if people kill it, they will eat it.
Sure.
But who are allowed to kill these bears?
My mother's fucking brother-in-law. She just finished telling me the story. They get together once a year and they eat all this fucking wacky shit.
Are they a native Canadian?
I don't think they're native.
They have friends who are native Canadian?
But I think you're allowed to eat bears, buddy. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, so we'll resolve this.
Yeah, we will resolve it. You're going to be wrong. I'm going to be right.
And then he's going to call you a moron again.
When I'm right, that's I'm like, going to say, like
I know you are, but what am I?
Are you a fucking moron?
Whatever you say bounces off of me, sticks on to you.
Listen, don't challenge
Jay,
me.
Jay, I'm rubber, you're glue, okay?
Don't start this. Don't.
Dude, we need a referee here. This is
crazy.
Oh,
my God.
I can't even talk to you. You have a Hotmail account. Ugh.
Too soon? See, what?
Too soon? Low blow?
Damn. I like having a Hotmail account. It's kind of cool.
I'm down with my Hotmail.
As if you don't think that you could eat a bear. People just fucking
people eat bears, Jay, but not like people. You don't. I've never heard of anyone that I have known to go out and like shoot a, like people go out and shoot moose. They shoot deers. They shoot partridges and they eat it. Like that's normal. But people don't go out and shoot a bear and like.
You tell me people here.
People don't go out and hunt bear.
That's what I'm trying to say. People don't go and hunt bears.
They kill a bear if it gets up in their and they gotta kill it.
And by people, I'm saying like, I don't know. I don't know what sort of numbers to use, but like say if 80% of the hunting population, if 20% of the hunting population were native, I would say only 20% of those people who go hunting are actually.
Served,
hunt, and kill bear.
You're an
But the 80% of people who go hunting, they probably don't kill bears and eat them.
Can you move this music back for a second, please?
Jason's not ready to let this
I think
go.
We're done. I think nope. I made my point, and people are going
to
believe
what
I say.
I was just wondering, why would there be places where you can learn how to bait for black bears if you can't hunt bears? Why would anybody ever have a giant fucking bear trap if people aren't hunting bears?
You can hunt bears if you're native, man.
Anybody can hunt a bear. Just wait for bear hunting season.
There's no bear hunting season.
Oh, my God.
Look this up.
There's a lot of loose knowledge being thrown around here with no facts. That's all I have to say.
There is, but this is how it goes. I don't need facts.
Yes,
you do. I can just call you a moron and be done with it.
You need facts.
I got my facts right here. It's teaching me right now how to fucking kill a bear.
People,
people, by the way, he's looking up some information on his Google phone. He's not actually speaking to anybody.
Damn right.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to the internet.
Where'd you get this information from? You're allowed to hunt blackbears.com?
No.
Anyways, I want people out there who are listening, let me know if you are allowed to hunt bears.
Yeah, I'd like to get to the bottom of this.
If I'm wrong, I'll admit that I'm wrong. I just feel as though, you know.
You are allowed to hunt bears. And I got all the information right here.
Well, next show, let's figure it out.
To be continued.
Jay is fuming right now because
he's fucking pissed.
He's so mad right now because he knows that he can't hunt bears.
I'm pissed.
He wants to so bad.
I don't want to hunt a bear, but you're an asshole for thinking that you can't hunt bears. You can hunt anything you want.
Anyways, all right, man.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for being
here. Mike, I didn't even get to ask you any questions.
Ask me a question.
It's too. We're already in 62 minutes.
Okay. We don't have a time limit here.
I know, but then people get all wacky about, oh, my God, your show's an hour. Who can listen to a full hour? I don't have that kind of time.
All right. Well, you can have me back.
Yeah.
My schedule's wide open for you.
Well, I have questions. I want to know about this music shit you're doing.
Okay.
I want to know what your
music's coming hard in the winter. Let me tell you
what you're doing. I got some serious interviewing questions for you. You're into this fucking Freemason nonsense.
Oh shit!
How did we not talk about hunting bears?
Yeah. How did we not start the podcast with this?
Well, you guys want to start with listen shit, so we fucking bang out an hour off of listen. Instead of going with
Jay is so mad right now.
Instead of going with the flow. Cocksuckers.
Oh, wow. He's mad. James, what did you... You got him really upset here, man.
Don't worry. I'll take him bear hunting next weekend.
there's a lot of interesting things that Mike is up to that we didn't even do. He didn't even scratch the surface.
Yeah. All right.
So, all right. Well, folks, stay tuned.
Stay
coming
tuned.
At you.
Anybody, you got anything to plug? You got you selling any products or anything like that?
Yeah, I got something to plug.
Yeah, go ahead. Plug it.
Yeah. Go to iTunes. Check out Michael Trinidad... new Toronto artist. Album's called Roll of the Dice. Michael Trinidad.
And if they're a Samsung user?
If they're a Samsung user, go to your friend's house who has an iPhone. Go to your computer.
I'm asking a serious question. Is this available on all the platforms?
No, it's just on iTunes. But it doesn't have to be done from a phone. You can do it on your computer. I didn't have an iPhone. I had iTunes. There are ways around it.
So, I'm just asking. I mean, there's a lot of my listeners are these Samsung psychos, and
there you go.
I mean, they check it out. They want to find this. You got to get it available everywhere, man. Because not everybody's on iTunes. I guess you have to have a credit card out of iTunes now or some shit like that.
Yeah, to get the songs.
And people don't like it. Oh, you're with Apple. You have to do everything through iTunes. Blah, blah, blah. Shut up.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah. And you only sell your music on iTunes. It makes no sense.
It's a very easy platform.
Yeah.
And I got 100 million dickheads like you. I love the iPhone.
Yeah, I do.
The best
guess
phone
what?
Ever.
When you
me
said,
and Yogi the Bear, when we hunt each other.
When you told
want
me.
It.
Oh, shit. It's my mother.
Uh-oh.
Do I answer this on air?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
There we go. Hello.
Are you still doing your podcast?
Yeah, you're live on the air right now.
Oh, why?
Why? So because
special guest.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Special guest, Jason. It's Jason's mom.
Jason's mom. That's the rules, man. The phone rings. You got to fucking put them on there. I don't make the rules.
You kind of do, though.
My
well,
show.
You kind of do.
All right, kids. Like I said, roll the dice. Michael Trinidad, $9.99. iTunes. Check it out. You can sample all the songs. If you don't like it, don't download it. If you like one song, get the one song.
Do it.
Support your local talent here in the city of Toronto.
James, are you selling any music?
No. Actually, I have this new website that I started. It's called Save the Black Bear Population from Hunters.
And where can we find out more about this?
If you want to contact me about this, just
hit him up on his Hotmail account.
Email me at savethebackbear@hotmail.com. That's all I got. Assholes. All right,
everybody, go. Go do something good today. Yeah, do something positive today. That's it.
Save a bear.
That's what I gotta say. Don't get ignorant.
Peace.